The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 23rd October, 2019. And what a wonderful day it is in political America. A thought ran across my little brain here. Why don't the Democrats and the Republicans go out and play a baseball game? Winner take all. Because there is no, and I mean there is absolutely no way that these Democrats are going to back down. I mean, it's gone beyond ludicrous. It's gone beyond insane. I don't even know what to call this. I guess it's the communist takeover of America, and this is what we're allowed to see. The deep state actors. Yeah, I'll get around to the story here about Fox News stacking the polls. And a lot of people have been noticing what I have been noticing, that they're loading up Fox News with, communists. We've heard this, that the United States is against communism. You've heard that all your life, haven't you? Oh, well, the reason why we went to South Vietnam is to help these people fight communism. Uh-huh. Okay. Then why do we have communists in high positions of power within this government? Oops. And folks, I got to tell you, where the infiltration really took hold was back in the 50s with the State Department. Who would ever look under the rug of the stuff that's being swept under it in the State Department looking for a little communist? You've seen what they have done. They have since dropped it, though. We had this, what was likened to a witch trial, the burnings of the Salem witches, going after the communists back in the 50s with these hearings. And was it true that there were card-carrying communists in Hollywood? Yeah, absolutely. You see, back in the 50s, we thought that communism was bad. We fought a Cold War, so to speak, with USSR. The Cold War, for how many years and how much money did we spend to break their back, financial backs? A lot. So we have always been against communism. But now we have the communists in seats of power in this country. Not a very good effective defense, was it? Well, I'm going to play you a Sean Hannity clip. I know. A day will come soon where we won't be able to play any clips off of Fox News because it's going to go completely dark. Mikey, my pot, please. You ready to go? And this is Devin Nunes. And they're talking about this diplomat, William Taylor, gave 9 hours of testimony to the House and painted a picture of Trump engaging in a quid pro quo But the fact that Democrats are only showing partial transcripts of what happened is frustrating. And now what they're actually doing here. Well, I'll let Nunes say it for himself. Here's Devin Nunes.
This is Plus.
Except for the CBD. Advertisement. Sorry about that, folks. Have you noticed? You go to click on anything on the web. Yeah, you get a commercial whether you like it or not. And they're learning how to drop the skip ad. Yeah.
Truth and justice and due process. You will speak out about this corruption and abuse of power. Joining us now, the ranking member, House Intel Committee, Devin Nunes, Fox News contributor, Sarah Carter. We'll have Newt Gingrich on, and we're going to have Lindsey Graham on tonight, Congressman. And Lindsey Graham put out a fiery piece today about how corrupt this is. And I'm looking at the opposite of what Newt Gingrich did for Bill Clinton, who's afforded every opportunity that they are denying Donald Trump. It is an illegitimate, unconstitutional process to me. Your thoughts?
Well, I was down there most of the day in this meeting with Ambassador Taylor. And once again, it was the same thing. Something leaks out to the Washington Post. Narratives are built. But the truth is that in 2 minutes, John Ratcliffe destroyed this witness. There's no quid pro quo. In addition, it continues to be alarming to me the lack of the understanding at the State Department by the bureaucracy there about how much the Ukrainians were involved opposing Donald Trump as a candidate. So, you know, just the not understanding that the Democrats had paid Christopher Steele for the dossier, which he got information, according to Nellie Orr, from Ukrainians. This is really frightening that people in the State Department wouldn't have a clue, wouldn't understand why would the president send Rudy Giuliani to Ukraine? Well, perhaps because they dirtied him up. And it would be his lawyer's responsibility to get over there to Ukraine, figure out what the dirt is, to try to defend his client, which then was the president of the United States, going up against the Mueller witch hunt, as you say.
Well, Congressman, I am being told by my sources the reason that they're doing this all behind closed doors, the opposite of what Newt Gingrich did for Clinton, the opposite with Nixon, is because every single witness has debunked this notion of a quid pro quo. Yeah. And now, you know, you're the ranking member. You can't go see even a transcript without a Democratic minder, an escort, and you can't get copies, but they have the copies?
Well, I've defined it as watching a slow motion crazy train that's going into impeachment fantasy land looking for the Loch Ness monster. They get more and more upset with these witnesses, even though these are all supposed to be their witnesses. Remember, you know, they're not allowing us to have any witnesses. And as you mentioned,
witnesses.
And as you mentioned today, this whole idea that now we have to have minders looking over us to review a transcript, that is unprecedented. I mean, one of my concerns now is I want to make sure that we preserve the actual audio recordings of these witnesses.
Are they trying to get rid of them?
Well, look.
Trying to get rid of them?
This is Plus. CBD infused gum.
Yeah. And just in case you ignored the ad that pops up in these doggone things in the beginning, don't worry, you get it at the end, just to make sure you get it. Now, folks, understand that these companies are making money off of your clicking on their stuff. But it's not fair and open. You know, leave it to the marketplace, whether it's a lefty or a righty, whatever the case may be, on Facebook or Twitter or wherever. There's going to be ad revenue there, and you would think that that would be satisfactory enough. No, it's not. It's an agenda. Your voice is going to be silenced. You know, to sit here and watch this go on in this country, we've talked about censorship in this country. We've talked about not following the Constitution. Hell, they even have Donald Trump now calling this country a democracy. Somebody tweet out to Trump, hey, slick. It's a republic and not a democracy. They even got Trump doing it. This is how contagious this is. I know he knows the difference. Because he said republic. Well, which is it? Is it a republic? Or is it the communist idea of democracy? Really democratic socialism. Hell, why don't we, you know, what was Nazi Germany, Mike? Wasn't it national socialism? So I wonder when the left is going to try to burn our house down. Yeah. All right, Michael Moore. God, oh my God, jeez, old Pete. Michael Moore. What can you say about the fat man? Well, not a whole lot. He's not a dumb guy, but he has bought into the Marxist doctrine. There is no other way to say that. So he's out there telling people that white supporters of President Trump are like whites in South Africa during apartheid. Ooh, thank you for that comparison, because filmmaker Michael Moore, you know what happened in Africa. There was these Germans and these Europeans that went down there and built stuff. Built an economy. Built a lot of things. Built buildings. Did roads. You know, all the stuff that you need in a 21st or 20th century world. You know, flushing toilets, clean water, you know, those sorts of things. Public utilities. They build it all. And then the communists rolled in. Well, thank you very much, but what was yours is now ours. And oh, by the way, the means of productions, we're going to destroy that because it just, white just ain't right here in Africa, in South Africa. You notice the press never talks about the white farmers being murdered there? And this really, and I wish it weren't so, I wish this weren't so black and white, but it is. But to be a communist in today's world, you can be as white as a sheet or blacker than a piece of coal. It doesn't matter. Communism knows no color. But they are used, aren't they? Here is Michael Moore's insightfulness on Chris Matthews on MSLSD. Go ahead.
Why do people like you, except for your politics, stick with this guy? Because 41%, who are these people? I got a brother like this. I love my brother, but he talks to me like Trump is triumphant right now.
Why do people that I know back home?
Yeah, who grew up with the same background you had, stick with Trump. Working class white people, if you will, working class people generally.
Well, you said the key word, white. Sadly, I think it is a racial thing on some level with a lot of people. But here, let me say it in a different way. God. I think that white guys, the lunch bucket Joes from Macomb County,
right across outside of Detroit.
Yes. They can see the writing on the wall. The women are coming. They've arrived last November. We are now, this is the 8th September in a row where the majority of first graders in this country last month were not white.
Majority
were not
either
white.
Either Hispanic or African American or Asian.
Correct. So we now see the demographic shift that by the 2040s, this white people will be the minority. And I think that there's some level of fear about that, probably in the way that white people in South Africa were afraid what's going to happen to Mandela and the black majority. But of course, what happens is what history shows.
But the people in South Africa really earned the trouble they got.
Yeah.
They were wrong for years,
yes,
really bad.
But here we have African Americans who are still on the bottom rung of the ladder after all these years. And those of us who are white, especially white guys, still having that door open just a little bit easier for us. And we know it. We know that we're not followed around when we go to the department store. We know that, you know, listen, we just...
Look, I know what you're talking about. Nobody's looking at you in the restaurant.
Cops.
Nobody's looking at you.
No,
that's
correct.
Wow. So did he exactly answer the question that he was posing himself about whites in Africa? I'm sorry. Yeah, you got to post that one up as well, Michael. For you animal lovers out there, as soon as that's posted up, I'll get around to it probably in the next hour. And I would venture to say the people in the previous generation from me, if they were properly educated as to where we get our freedom and liberty, yeah, it's granted to us by the creator of the universe. Yeah, I get all that. But how much longer must we have our hand held, or how much fervent prayer people are wearing out their knees trying to pray this thing away? When I have told people in the past, you know, the good book's a rule book. You know, there's got the Ten Commandments there. All of that is great. You've been given a rule book. You've been given the parameters. Here it is. You're supposed to stand up against evil. Okay. Are we doing that? No, because you're too busy wearing out your pants on your knees. And I'm not knocking prayer, folks. I trust me on this one. But you can also go to work while you pray. You know, there's nothing that says that you got to plant yourself in a pew, or you got to endlessly wear out your knickers by kneeling on the floor. No, you can do that in the course of your everyday workings in your life. Pray as you go. People that are reverting to prayer to call the Almighty, the creator of the universe, to solve the problems that we created when he left the rule book. Folks, I keep having this reoccurring dream that he gets a little angry and he says, I left you the book. Read it. It's the philosophy of life. But no, we can't do that. I'm going to let this one go. White supporters of President Trump are like whites in South Africa. Really? You know, if you're resisting communism in this country, you are trying to prevent those that are seeking to destroy this country. Did the whites in South Africa go, look, you know, we did a lot of work. Took us a lot of years to build this. And you now want to say it's yours? And what are you going to do with it? Well, we've seen what they've done with it. Well, let me get into the Fox issue here. And this was on the polls. They have slanted the polls on Fox News. Now, how does a thing like this happen? Richard Moorhead said Fox massively oversampled Democrats in a new biased poll, claiming that most Americans support impeaching Trump. Fox News has been exposed running a fake poll with the hopes of ginning up support for Trump's impeachment, leaving little to no doubt about conservatives that the network has been heavily compromised by liberal and progressive media operatives. Or they're just being ordered. You're an employee. You're not journalist. You're talking heads. We got script approval. Read the script, or you're going to go bye-bye. There's your objective journalism. Fox released a poll earlier this week which claimed that 51% of Americans support impeaching Donald Trump. However, the analysis from the New York Post reveals the poll to be nothing more than artificial and fake polling. Yeah, that's right. I said the New York Post, of all things. Braun Research, the company commissioned by Fox to carry out the poll, massively oversampled Democrats in the respondents. 48% of those who answered the poll were Democrats, whereas 31% of Americans broadly are registered Democrats. A little bit more on this. This is the fakery. They're scared to death.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Of all the fruitless soldiers. Oh, I see the light and the heat.
Such a skewed pool of poll takers would surely lead the conclusions revealed by the poll to be less than accurate in gauging the views of a national American audience. The New York Post determined that if the poll accurately sampled Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, it would have a figure of 44.9% in support of President Trump's impeachment. Fox's commissioning of an unreliable and arguably outright fake poll is sure to damage their credibility even further with conservatives and Trump supporters. As if you voted for Trump or you support the President of the United States, that you're some kind of alien here on this earth to destroy all of mankind. This is a trend that's developed over the past couple of years and months. Traditional Fox viewers have been alienated by a constant stream of liberal editorial content from the once trusted conservative news source. Now, yeah, trusted? Not in my eyes. If you've got Fox News and you've got all these TV stations and you've got all this money, and if you really were a threat to the globalist, the deep state, I don't care, give it a name. Do you actually think that they would have been allowed to keep functioning? I don't think so. I don't think so. Well, you saw one, Smith, Shepard Smith, little Shep, a foo-foo, and he just couldn't stand it anymore, and he had to get out. I don't know why, that's why I asked Harley Schlanger, you know, do you got any inside dope here on why Shepard Smith would give up $14 million contract? This is $14 million a year, folks, and walk out of Fox News? Because he's been doing this for a very long time. It's the ones that are, and this is a tough statement for you foo-foos out there, but get over it. For a foo-foo like Shepard Smith, closeted, he didn't have the courage that the CNN ex-CIA asset had, or he just comes out and said, yeah, I'm a homosexual, so what? This has been closeted by Shepard Smith. But if, I'm sorry, it wasn't $14 million, it was $15 million annual. Little mistake of $1 million. So it would seem to me, that's why I knew where Fox is going. I knew that they were tilting way to the left. And they're going to continue to erode any conservative voice. And conservative, and again, what is that, conservative? You know, conservative to me sounds like preservative. You know, if you're a conservative, you're trying to conserve. You're trying to preserve. Okay? Well, what's a conservative trying to preserve? I noticed the political machinations 10 years ago. Well, what it means to be a conservative in America? Well, you're fiscally responsible. Excuse me? What was that oath to your office? I promise to protect and defend the cash register and give an honest audit at the end of every business day. So help me God, was that in your oath of office, or was to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, protecting us against enemies, foreign and domestic? The Trojan horse rolled in years ago. The enemy is already inside the gates because we didn't hold them to the political principles that screams no to what these people are doing and saying. Okay. Yeah. One of these days, folks, I swear to I probably going to drop dead of a heart attack on air. My blood pressure is going to go through the roof, and who knows? I hope not. You know, I hope to live 100 years old and to have my mind intact. Well, at least most of it. I mean, if it takes me another 35 years to see this wonderful day happen, whatever it takes. Oh, Canada. Well, I see they reelected their prime minister up there. But evidently he doesn't have a party which to represent, but he's still the... Well, coming out of Canada, and I was waiting for something like this to happen. Transgender activist Jessica Yeniv. Mike, is that Zionist? Is that a Zionist name, Yeniv? I asked Siri, and Siri told me to buzz off. Transgender activist Jessica Yeniv, who accused three women of discrimination when they refused to wax Yeniv's male genitalia, well, it lost the case. I'll tell you about this after the break. And on the moral decline of America... Well, evidently our attorney general has been talking to college students as to why this is happening and why the country's falling apart while young people are killing themselves at record rates. Hell, everybody's out there committing suicide anymore. And everybody is saying, well, we gotta look at exactly what's going on here. I can tell you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
I'll be honest with you, doing this story here. Thanks for planting that thought in my head about Florida yesterday. Gosh. Oh. Do we have such a thing as a selective memory eraser so you can get rid of stuff in your head that you don't want to think about anymore? Anyhow, about this yen of character. And now you've gathered that this is a male that thinks it's a female. It's Jessica Yanov. But, well, they refuse to wax Yanov's male genitalia. So it makes it a male. Yanov filed complaints with the British Columbia Human Rights Tribunal against the female attendants for their refusal to wax his gonads. Not making this up, folks. And I don't like doing stories like this. I prefer to leave that, but it is what it is. Canadian officials have ruled against Yanov, saying women have the right to refuse to wax male genitalia. Well, thank you. Human rights legislation does not require a service provider to wax a type of genitals they are not trained for and have not consented to wax. There are differences between waxing the genitals of a person with a vulva and a person with a penis and a scrotum, said the deciding official in the quasi-judicial British Columbia Human Rights Tribunal. However, The 61-page decision implies that women will have, you know, here it comes, will have to provide the intimate service to men if the Canadian Licensing Board requires cosmeticians to learn how to do the service. I hope there's not men haters out there that are beauticians and people that do that kind of stuff. They might just give, you know, a gosh, folks, I'm damn near speechless here. Human rights lawyer Devin Cousineau said he generally agreed with Yanov that refusing to provide services based on their gender identity was a form of discrimination. As we previously reported, Yanov, who has been accused of being a sexual predator, now, this is a particularly wholesome individual. The IT here previously tried to arrange swimming lessons for girls as young as 12 years. And one of the stipulations for the swim party was no parents to be allowed or no parents to be present. Thank you. They're making it federal law. They're making it the law of the land. And that's where the inroads are coming to force people, whether you like it or not. See, you don't have the right of association anymore. You know, you seen the restaurant signs? We have the right to refuse service to anybody? Well, not anymore. They'll lawyer up and you'll get sued. Some foo-foo walks into your bakery and says, look, I want male genitalia decorations on my cake. We're gay and we're getting married. That's what we want on our cake. And suppose the person says, no, I'm not going to do that. This is not an X-rated bakery. They'll get sued. They're lawyering up, aren't they? Well, and we understand where that's going to go. Oh, by the way, Yanov is a Hebrew name. And according to Wikipedia, the name Yanov means he will prosper. Well, not if you walk into my beautician shop. You're going to get the Lorraine Bobbitt treatment. Oh, by the way, sir, take this with you. Okay. That's as close to the Florida comment as I'm going to get. Oh, by the way, the Brits. And, of course, this comes from RT. This has got to be Russian propaganda. Why don't they just rename themselves RP, Russia Propaganda? That's because the journalists that can no longer practice honest journalism, that's where they go. It seems that Russia has a better idea of what journalism and the truth is than American media. And after all, we're the non-communists, right? Yeah. Twitter is suffering what some are convinced is a Brexit-related blackout centered around Manchester and London as the MPs continue to debate Boris Johnson's new EU withdrawal deal in the House of Commons. The Down Detector website shows the mass outages across UK are focused around London and Manchester, but other cities are also affected, including Birmingham, Glasgow, and Edinburgh. One user wrote on Down Detector, I think the idiocy going on in the House of Commons has killed Twitter. On Twitter itself, one user wrote, it was a hell of a day for the site to go down in the midst of Brexit chaos, while another seemed to be glad of the reprieve, writing, when Twitter went down just now, I felt cosmically separated from Brexit. Twitter, by the way, thinks it's crap. In a sign that a mass outages may, in fact, not be Brexit-related. After all, zooming out on the down detector reveals that Twitter appears to be suffering heavy outages across parts of the U.S., East Coast, Japan, Spain, and Chile. Well, down detector, looking at the outage map, the entire U.K. is down, along with the eastern seaboard of the USA. Can't help to be suspicious, another user wrote on the website, apparently concerned that the conspiracy may be afoot. Well, if I'm going to give this, to be honest with you, if I'm going to give this legitimacy, am I going to knock out Twitter just in the UK? No. That's going to be obvious. So would I take down other Twitter accounts temporarily? Say in the U.S.? The Eastern Seaboard, let me see, that has the heaviest population in the country. Ooh, yeah, you might do that. And you might do outages in Japan or a little bit here and a little bit there to give the impression, well, Twitter just, well, tweet it out. And don't worry, we're going to fix it. No, what I think was going on with Twitter is the anti-Brexit people were getting a little bit nervous because, yeah, it is the majority of the English-speaking people over there across the pond that want to get the hell out of the European Union because it's damn near strangled their country. And nothing to see here, folks. Just move on, you conspiracy theorists. You guys make me sick. By the way, I'm going to try to get a hold of Jim Fetzer and get him on the program. Did you hear back from him yet? Tomorrow, possibly Friday. Now, I want to give you guys a blow-by-blow here of Assange. And this is detailed, so you get a good picture of what is going on. Now, it showed up on antiwar.com, Craig Murray. Craig Murray is an author. He's a broadcaster, former diplomat. He was British ambassador to Uzbekistan from August of 2002 until October of 2004. Rector of the University of Dundee from 2007 to 2010. So this isn't somebody just writing an article that doesn't have his ducks in a row. He writes that I was deeply shaken. This is a friend of Julian Assange, by the way, and he showed up in court, and he was a witness. I was deeply shaken while witnessing yesterday's event in Westminster Magistrates Court. Every decision was railroaded through over the scarcely heard arguments and objections of Assange's legal team. And you can bet their bar card-carrying attorneys, folks. What does that tell you? By the magistrate who barely pretended to be listening. Before I get into the blatant lack of fair process, the first thing I must note was Julian's condition. I was badly shocked by just how much weight my friend has lost, by the speed his hair has receded, and by the appearance of premature and vastly accelerated aging. He has pronounced lip I've never seen before. Since his arrest, he's lost over 35 pounds. But his physical appearance was not as shocking as his mental deterioration. When asked to give his name and date of birth, he struggled visibly over several seconds to recall both. He says, I'll come to the important content of his statement at the end of the proceedings in due course, but his difficulty in making it was very evident. It was a real struggle for him to articulate the words and focus his train of thought. Now, folks, how screwed up are you when you can't remember your name or your date of birth? He says, until yesterday, I'd always been quietly skeptical of those who claimed that Julian's treatment amounted to torture. Even as Niles Melzer, the UN special reporter on torture, and skeptical of those who suggested he may be subject to debilitating drug treatments, but having attended the trials in Uzbekistan of several victims of extreme torture, And having worked with survivors from Sierra Leone and elsewhere, I can tell you that yesterday changed my mind entirely. And Julian exhibited exactly the symptoms of a torture victim brought blinking into the light, particularly in terms of disorientation, confusion, and the real struggle to assert free will through the fog of learned helplessness. I had been even more skeptical of those who claimed, as a senior member of his legal team did to me on Sunday night, that they were worried that Julian might not live to the end of the extradition process. I now find myself not only believing it, but haunted by the thought. Everybody in that court yesterday saw that one of the greatest journalists and most important dissidents of our times is being tortured to death by the state before our very eyes. To see my friend, the most articulate man, the fastest thinker I have ever known, reduced to that of shambling and incoherent wreck was unbearable. Yet the agents of the state, particularly the callous magistrate, Vanessa Barrister, I guess her correct pronunciation is Barraitser, was not just prepared but eager to be a part of the blood sport. She actually told him that if he were incapable of following the proceedings, when his lawyers could explain what happened to him later. Yeah, it's in the bill. We didn't read it, but once we pass it, you can read it. That's the thought process here. The question of why a man who, by the very charges against him, was acknowledged to be highly intelligent and competent, had been reduced by the state to somebody incapable of following court proceedings, give not a millisecond of concern to this judge. The charge against Julian is very specific: conspiring with Chelsea Manning to punish the Iraq war logs, publish the Iraq war logs, the Afghanistan war logs, and the State Department cables. The charges are nothing to do with Sweden, nothing to do with sex, and nothing to do with the 2016 U.S. election. A simple clarification the mainstream media appears incapable of understanding, or obviously even reporting on it. You Fox watchers out there, own up. I know you still watch them. Have they been mentioning Julian Assange and his deteriorated condition? You bet they haven't. Because they're told not to. That's why. The purpose of yesterday's hearing was case management to determine the timetable for the extradition proceedings. The key points at issue were that Julian's defense was requesting more time to prepare their evidence and arguing that political offenses were specifically excluded from the extradition treaty. There should, they argue, therefore be a preliminary hearing to determine whether the extradition treaty applied at all. Well, you know what? Stop here, folks, and hold the phone. What about competency? Why not have his lawyer said, look, Your Honor, you can see the state of our client. We need time to get him together. We need time to look into how he's being cared for, what medications were ordered to be given to him. We need time to secure the defendant, our client. They're not doing it, folks. They're not doing it. You have to be competent. You have to have a state of mind to understand the charges against you. Does this sound like a man that cannot recall birthplace or birth date? Does this sound like a competent man to you? No, it doesn't, does it? And there's good reason for it. The reason given by Assange's defense team, as I said, for more time to prepare were both compelling and startling. They had very limited access to their client in jail and had not been permitted to hand him any documents about the case until 1 week ago. He had also only just been given limited computer access, and all his relevant court records and materials have been seized from the Ecuadorian embassy by the U.S. government. Well, this is a sovereign country. We're talking about another sovereign nation. It's got nothing to do with the United States, but the materials have been seized by the U.S. government. Sounds like this proceeding is going to be fair to me. Nothing to see here. Let's just move along. Come on. He had no access to his own materials for the purpose of preparing his defense. Doesn't sound to me like he could defend himself against anything, including his crooked lawyers. That's my opinion. Furthermore, the defense argued that they were in touch with the Spanish courts about a very important and relevant legal case in Madrid, which would provide vital evidence. It showed that the CIA had been directly ordering spying on Julian in the embassy through a Spanish company, UC Global, contracted to provide security there. Crucially, this included spying on privileged conversations between Assange and his lawyers discussing his defense against these extradition proceedings, which had been in train in the U.S. I don't understand what that means, which had been in train in the USA since 2010. I don't understand. It's just how they printed it. In any normal process, that fact would in itself be sufficient to have extradition proceedings dismissed. Incidentally, his friend said, I learned on Sunday that the Spanish material produced in court, which has been commissioned by the CIA, specifically includes high resolution video coverage of Julian and I discussing various matters. The evidence in the Spanish court also included a CIA plot to kidnap Assange, which went to the U.S. authorities. The attitude to lawfulness in this case and treatment he might expect in the United States. Julian's team explained that the Spanish legal process was happening now and the evidence from it would be extremely important, but it might not be finished and thus the evidence not fully validated and available in time for the current proposed timetable for the Assange extradition hearings. For the prosecution, James Lewis stated that the government strongly opposed any delay being given in the defense to prepare and strongly opposed any separate consideration of the question of whether the charge was a political offense excluded by the extradition treaty. Baratster took her cue from Lewis and stated categorically that the date for extradition hearing, 25 February, could not be changed. She was open to changes in dates for submission of evidence and responses before this and called for a 10-minute recess for the prosecution and the defense to agree to these steps. What happens next is very instructive. There were five representatives of the U.S. government present, initially three, and then two more arrived in the course of the hearing, seated at desk behind the lawyers in the court. The prosecution lawyers immediately went into a huddle with the U.S. representatives, then went outside the courtroom with them to decide how to respond on the dates. After a recess, the defense team stated they could not, in their professional opinion, prepare if the hearing date were kept to February, but within Barrister's instruction to do so, they nevertheless outlined a proposed timetable on delivery of the evidence. In responding to this, Lewis Jr. counsel scurried to the back of the court to consult with the Americans again, while Lewis actually told the judge he was taking instructions from those behind, meaning the five reps from the U.S. government. The lawyer said he was taking the instructions from the government representatives of the United States. What? It's important to note that as he said this, it was not the UK Attorney General's office who were being consulted, but the US Embassy. Lewis received his American instructions and agreed that the defense might have 2 months to prepare their evidence. They said they needed an absolute minimum of three, but the February hearing date may not be moved. Barrister gave a ruling agreeing with everything Lewis had said. That they got right from the government people. Now he says at this stage, it was unclear why we were sitting through this farce. The U.S. government was dictating its instructions to Lewis, who was relaying these instructions to the judge, who was ruling them as her legal decision. The charade might not have as well been cut and the U.S. government simply sat on the bench to control the whole process. Nobody could sit there and believe they were in any way or any part of the genuine legal process that this judge was giving even a moment's consideration to the arguments of the defense. Her facial expressions, on a few occasions, she looked at the defense ranging from contempt through boredom through sarcasm. It's like being in Judge Judy's court. When she looked at Lewis, she was attentive, open, and warm. The extradition is plainly being rushed through in accordance with a Washington-dictated timetable. Apart from the desire to preempt the Spanish court providing evidence on CIA activity in sabotaging the defense, what makes the February date so important to the USA? He says, I would welcome any thoughts there. Baratzer dismissed the defense request for a separate prior hearing to consider whether the extradition treaty applied at all, without bothering to give any reason why. And the reason could be possibly she had not been properly memorizing what Lewis had been instructed to agree with her, you know, with the government people. On the face of it, what Assange is accused of is the very definition of political offense. If this is not, then what is? It is not covered by any exceptions from that listed. There is every reason to consider whether this charge is excluded by the extradition treaty, and to do so the long before very costly. You know what I'd do if I was Julian Assange right now? I'd try to claim asylum, political asylum in the United States, because I'm being tortured for my political beliefs. But instead, he's being tortured because he did, as a journalist, his job. And he thought it was pretty important to release this information. You saw what an embarrassment it was with this, excuse me here, yeah, to see people and civilians killed. We saw it on YouTube. We didn't see it in the news. We had to see it on YouTube. I got news for him. This entire Middle East foray of going on 20 years has been nothing but a farce, with little regard to human life, or for those that love counting money in their piggy banks, it has been disastrous economically, to this country at least, since we carried most of the burden. And hey, Obama was out there chopping off skidfuls of American money. Just in case the writer says anybody was left in any doubt as to what's happening here, Lewis then stood up and suggested that the defense should not be allowed to waste the court's time with a lot of arguments. All arguments for the substantive hearing should be given in writing in advance, and a guillotine should be applied. His exact words, a guillotine should be applied. To arguments and witnesses in court, perhaps, of 5 hours for the defense. I've got a suggestion for you, Julian Assange. Get yourself some honest attorneys, because the first thing I'd be arguing right now, and I'd be bringing in my people to examine Julian Assange, this guy's not fit to be in a courtroom. And they've got to take control of his environment and what he's being given. All right, let's take the break here, top of the hour. We'll be back, second hour of the National Intel Report.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.